الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة صدق الله العظيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قد أذهب الله عنكم عبية الجاهلية وفخرها بالآباء مؤمن تقي وفاجر شقي والناس بنو آدم وآدم من تراب وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني في قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this blessed tawfiq, for allowing us to attend this noble day of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept it from all of us, He accept it from all the Muslimin all over the world. He gives them afiyah from all the problems that they're facing in their lives. And He gives us this the certainty of the Kalima La ilaha illallah at the time of death. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one time drawn a very beautiful example. A very beautiful example, a very strong example of what believers are supposed to be for one another. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al mu'minu lil mu'mini kal bunyan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that a believer to another believer is like a building. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said they're like a building. And this example also comes up in the Quran as well. Inna Allah yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi ka'annahum bunyanun marsus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they're like a very firm building. Like a very firm building. And so when we examine and we think about it, because these examples are made so that way we can contemplate about the reality of what believers are supposed to be for one another. Whenever an example is drawn in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to highlight something very important about it. For example, about the ankabut, the spider, Allah ta'ala says that whoever has taken anyone else as a helper, anyone else as a friend, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like the example of a spider who has taken a house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتَ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the house of a spider is not a house. The house of a spider doesn't do anything to protect it from any heat, water, anything. You know, a baby could come and just slap the web and it'll destroy it out of existence. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anyone who takes anyone else to help you, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is completely useless. The only one you can truly rely on is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah that gives us understanding. So the Prophet ﷺ said that the believers are like a building to one another. Why? Because the asal goal, the goal of every single, if you think about a building, it's just made out of bricks and some mortar, right? Something, some cement, something to tie these bricks together. So these bricks are together. You look at these bricks, they're all the same. They're all the same. Some brick could have been made from Pakistan, some brick could have been made from Bangladesh, some bricks could be made from India. You might have some various bricks from different areas. Some could be American bricks. Some of them could be German bricks, you know, some bricks could be from here and there. Those people who have who work in making buildings, mashallah, understand this much better than I do. But the idea is what? These bricks are all the same. And each one of them, their job is what? We're going to support each other. We're going to build each other. We're going to make each other stronger. A building's job is not to destroy the bricks that create it. Rather, the job of the bricks is to make sure the building is strong. No matter who is on top, it doesn't matter. No matter who is below, it doesn't matter. My job is what? I support. My job is to support. The Prophet ﷺ draws this beautiful example of saying, يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا That one brick just makes the other one stronger. And that's the job of the believers. The job of the believers is that no matter who comes into the masjid, no matter which Muslim I meet, no matter which believer I see, he has La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in his heart, he is my beloved friend, I support him no matter what he's doing. I'm going to help him out. Whatever way I can help him, I will help. Whatever way I can help him, I will help. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا Such a beautiful example. Such a beautiful example the Prophet has given for all the believers wherever they might be. And so now we have to think about it. Does one brick start to say to the other brick, now you're a Pakistani brick, I don't really like you anymore. I don't want to really support you. Why are you on top of me? Does the brick start to complain who's on top or who's below? Does the brick start to say that this brick is from this country and this country? Or the brick says that I know Arabic and you don't know Arabic, so that means my brick is better than you? Right? Or are they all made out of the same material? Aren't the fact that they are all made out of the same material, made out of the same clay, made out of the same dirt, that they are all the same? The Prophet ﷺ in a beautiful khutbah, one of the last bayans he gave, ﷺ, he said, قَدْ عَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ عُبِّيَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ The last hadith of the Sahih, of the Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi, the last hadith that he brings is this hadith. He leaves a strong message for anyone who reads his book. قَدْ أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ عُبِّيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ وَفَخْرَى بِالْآبَاءِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah Ta'ala has removed from all of you the burdens of jahiliyyah, وَفَخْرَهَا, and its boasting with ancestry, boasting with forefathers. But the Prophet ﷺ in another riyah says, listen, he tells all the Sahaba, he tells all of them, they're Arabs, they brag about their tribes. They brag about their lineages. They used to remember the lineages of their horses. They knew who's the father of this horse, the grandfather of this horse, the grandfather. They used to do that for their horses. They loved their lineages. They loved who their forefathers were. The Prophet ﷺ said, look, your forefathers are the fahmu jahannam. He said, your forefathers are the firewood or the coal of jahannam. So don't brag about people who are disbelievers. Mu'minun taqi wa fajirun shaqi. Either he's a pious believer, or he's a disgraceful, or he's a wretched sinner. The Prophet ﷺ then said, وَالنَّاسُ بَنُوا آدَمُ وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابِ. He said, all the people are children of Adam, and all the people are, and Adam ﷺ is from dirt. What are you bragging about? What are we considering? When we are racist, right? No brick is racist to another brick. Racism is haram. To be a racist, to consider myself, my tribe, my place, my country, to be better than any other place. To say that I'm an American Muslim, so that makes me automatically better than these people. Or that the fact that I know Arabic, and that makes me better than other people. عندنا لغة القرآن وليس عندنا أخلاق القرآن. Right? We might have the language of the Qur'an, but we don't have the adab and akhlaq of the Qur'an. If we consider ourselves better because we know the language, we have not been the right akhlaq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have his character. Same way what happens is what? When you say that I'm better than a person, or you start to disgrace or loathe or look down on a person because they come from a different place, they had no control of where they were born. They have no control of where they were born. They did not decide that I want to be an Indian. They did not decide that I want to be from Africa. They did not decide these things. Who decided it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make fun of someone because they came from a different country, you have disgraced the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not you're making fun of this person anymore. That was Allah Ta'ala's choice to make them from there. So when a person says these things, they have to be very careful that they have disrespected Allah Azza wa Jalla. We cannot be racist. Because one brick being racist against another brick will never be allow the brick to stay firm or to stand. The Prophet ﷺ said, the believers, Muslims to another Muslim, they have six rights for one another. The first one, the Prophet ﷺ says, when they meet each other, they give salam. It doesn't matter which country this person comes from. Because he has La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in his heart, automatically I'm going to give him salam. The Prophet ﷺ then said, if he sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, you respond, you say Yarhamukullah. Say, no, he's not from the same village from me, so I'm not going to say Yarhamukullah to him. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet ﷺ said, when he becomes sick, you visit him. The Prophet ﷺ said, when he wants nasiha, you grant him or you give him the nasiha. And the Prophet ﷺ says, when he passes away, you go to his janazah. The Prophet ﷺ said, when he passes away, you go to his janazah. All these things are just built on the fact that what? That the bricks that we have, the mortar or the cement that bonds all of them together, is not a country. It is not a place. It's not a gender. It's not because he's a man I'm going to help him, or she's a woman I'm going to help her. It's not because of any of those things, because those things are weak. None of those things last. After a person goes into the grave, none of those things last. You will not be an Indian, you will not be a Bangladeshi, you will not be that Arab that you were when you raised on Qiyamah. You will just be Muslim or Kafir. That's all it's going to be. So that's why what binds, what connects all of us here, everyone here, is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because this is the most unifying force in all of existence. That subhanAllah, I can go to any country in the world, and I go to any masjid in the world, and I can assalamu alaikum, I can expect wa alaikum assalam from back from these brothers. That I never even met them. I never even met them, but my heart is connected to them. That no matter where you go, you love these people. The Prophet ﷺ, he defined it. He said they're like a building. They support one another. Now we have to think about this. Look at this. We have either racism in our hearts or hatred for a brother or sister. A hatred for a brother or sister. SubhanAllah, you and I, we love the Kaaba more than we love the Kalima. We love the Kaaba more than we love the Kalima. The Prophet ﷺ one time making tawaf around the Kaaba and said, oh Kaaba, how great is your fragrance? مَا أَطْيَبَ رِيحَكِ. He said, how great is your fragrance and how beautiful are you? But the honor or the Kalima of a believer is greater than you, O Kaaba. The Prophet ﷺ said that the Kalima is greater. Yet we have hatred for these people.
We have grudges for these people. Same family members that have La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, because we haven't appreciated this kalima right. We don't love this kalima the way it's supposed to be loved. We don't love this La ilaha illallah the way it's supposed to be loved. The Prophet ﷺ told us that the kalima is greater than the Kaaba. If there was a family member that we have a grudge against them. And we say that, no, I'm not gonna give salam to them anymore. I'm not gonna speak to them anymore. What, are they kafir now? Did they become a disbeliever? That you can now just take them out of Islam and say, I don't want to give salam to them anymore? Or what, their children are going to get married, so I'm not going to the wedding anymore? Or what, they're going to go for the janazah, and you're not going to attend the janazah? Because why? Because they said something wrong about you? La ilaha illallah, how long are you going to keep this anger up? How long are you going to keep this grudge up? Are you going to keep it till, subhanAllah, they have a very good time in their life, that they are having their own wedding, or the children are having their wedding, and then you don't want to be there with them? Or are you going to keep this grudge until the time when they're on the hospital bed and they're suffering in pain? And even at that time, you're going to say, I don't want to go visit them anymore. Or are you going to do it when they reach their qabr and say, well, you know, I'm not going to his janazah. I'm not going to meet him in this grave anymore. Or are you going to do it on qiyamah, where at the gates of Jannah, you're not entering Jannah because why? Because I have to dispute this with this person. I got to settle this here. So subhanAllah, this grudge, this frustration, this anger I had for so-and-so has pushed me so deep that I can't even enter Jannah until I settle this with this person. So who's the one who's suffering? The one who could not sleep at night because he was so angry at such and so-and-so. Or the one who, you know, he spent his entire day thinking about how mad I am at this person. 15, 20, 30 years, let it go. Or else you're going to spend 500, 600, 700 years in front of Jannah, not able to enter until you let it go. What are we waiting for? You're going to, look, in Jannah, you're going to make up. There are no people who, la fiha ghawl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah Ta'ala says, we ripped out from their hearts any hatred for each other. You're going to make up eventually. Either here or over there. It's either you want to either be the bigger man or be the lower man. Either you want to be the upper brick or the lower brick. It's your choice. You want to be the lower brick so you can hold everyone and say, you know what, I'll forgive them. So perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. You can be the bigger person. You can be the adult. And say, you know what, I know about bigger things. I don't even care if this person said it. Because he said it, I never want to come to the masjid anymore. Ya Allah, this is something that our youth are suffering from. They say that this person, or this uncle, or this person, or this auntie said something, 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 something. Who cares about the something, 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 something? Qiyamah, Allah will take care of your somethings. And He'll give you something really big in return, inshallah ta'ala. Don't worry about what people say. If they're stopping you from doing good deeds, who's losing out at the end? You and I are losing out. You don't come to masjid because why? Because this person said something? Wow, are they your ilah? Are they your lord? You don't even need to look them in the face. Just give them salam and just keep walking. You don't have to do anything. Just mashallah, respect them and just come and pray and go. Why are we becoming so frustrated or upset over something certain people do? And then we lose out on so many good deeds. And then on qiyamah, we still have to settle these things. Let these things go. Be an adult. Be the stronger brick. Be the brick that forgives. Just let it go. I promise you, subhanAllah, if people think that they'll get something on qiyamah, if you forgive them, you'll get much more than that, inshallah. You'll become happier in life. There's so many things a person will receive. This kalima, la ilaha illallah, such a beautiful kalima that we have, that I never met Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I never met Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. I never met Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. I never met Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, if you consider, he's a Muslim prophet, he's not a Jewish prophet. But if you consider where he's from, you and I would have said he was Jewish. You and I would have said this prophet was Jewish. This Dawood alayhi salam would have been quote-unquote Jewish. We would have said they're from different places. You and I would have said from different places. But because the kalima, la ilaha illallah, I love them so much. This kalima does not just connect you by place. It connects you by time. I never met these sahaba. I never met Abu Bakr. I never met Umar. I never met Uthman. I never met Ali radiallahu anhu. I never met any of the sahaba. But I love them so much. I never met my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he's the man that I talk about the most in my life because I love him so much. Because why? This kalima bonds us. It connects us. Do not let anything come in the way of this kalima. Do not say because he's from here or there. When you see brothers from a different country, give them salam. Speak to them. Ask them how they're doing. Connect with them. Because one day will come or they will go. And then we all wish that, I wish I met this brother. I wish I met this sister. Oh, they passed away the other day. I wish I met them. I wish I got to know them. The Prophet ﷺ, he crushed all of this stuff. All this racism, all this abuse. But Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, one time he said it to Bilal. He said, oh Bilal. He said, you're the son of a black woman. He said, Ya ibn al-Sawda. He called him a very offensive word in Arabic. And the Prophet ﷺ heard it. He said, Ya Abu Dharr, innaka mrun fika jahiliya. He said, you're a brother. He said, oh Abu Dharr, you still have some ignorance in you. You still have some ignorance in you. For calling someone like that, you still have some ignorance. You've not become a true Muslim yet. People think that eating pork is haram. Eating naan zabiha meat is haram. You have the hatred in your heart, that's also haram. That needs to go. You need to remove all of it, because it only destroys this building of Islam that we have. This beautiful thing that all of us are from different countries in America. None of us have really, you know, some of us, alhamdulillah, have some good families. I have no one here, but I love all these brothers and sisters because this is my new family. Because I have the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and I expect, and I have this hope that everyone considers the same thing about me as well. That this is a big family that we have here. Doesn't matter, alhamdulillah, I have brothers and sisters from Arabia, from Syria, from Lebanon, from Jordan, from here and there. I have them from everywhere. Because this kalima is just so beautiful. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of the conquest of Makkah, when he's entering into Makkah, the Sahaba radiallahu are all lined up. And look at this, mashallah. Everyone wants that, subhanAllah, Muslims come on top. But if we don't have this forgiveness in our heart, you're not going to get anywhere. Just like the same way Israel is right now, just wait. If a Muslim gets on top, they're going to be the same exact way. Because we have not got this feeling of forgiveness in our hearts yet. If you are just going to oppress people just being on top, rather it's better for you to be on the bottom. Forget about even trying to become a ruler or a leader or whatever, because we're just going to cause zulm in the world. Oppression, black or white, kafir, mu'min, is all the same. If you and I are going to oppress, it doesn't even matter. We have to get this forgiveness in our hearts. The Prophet ﷺ walks into Makkah. He comes into Makkah, and these are the same people that oppressed him, did zulm against him, cursed him, spat at him, called him a magician, called him this, called him that, made fun of him when his son died, everything they did. The Prophet ﷺ brings them all in front of them and says, لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. There's no harm on you today. May Allah forgive you, you all can go. And because of that, they accepted Islam. They accepted Islam because of that. People are not willing to forgive each other. And then they want the entire world to change. Then that's not going to happen like that. The Prophet ﷺ trained people to love each other for the sake of just kalima la ilaha illallah. He made Ansar. That they've never met the Muhajireen. They didn't meet a single one except for Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, who came there and gave da'wah. And when the Ansar heard the Muhajireen are coming to them, the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describes them in the Qur'an, because this is the best place to keep it. That if you want it to be preserved, you put it in the Qur'an. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوُّوا الدَّارُ وَالْإِيمَانُ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love those who came to them. They love them. They don't even know why. They just have La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And they said, you know what? If you want half my stuff, you can have half my property. I have two wives, I'll give you one. Like she's okay with it, you have one. They loved each other because of the kalima La ilaha Muhammadur Rasulullah. After the battle of Badr, Mus'ab radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, his actual blood brother, is tied up as a captive because he was captured after the battle. And one of the Ansar brothers, he's holding him down. And so then Mus'ab comes and says, Oh my brother. So obviously his blood brother looks up at him and is like, oh, Mus'ab is talking to me. And then the Ansar brother looks up and Mus'ab goes to his Ansar brother, meaning the brother, the companion. And then he's like, aren't I your brother? He's like, no, you're a disbeliever. I'm not connected to you. This is my brother, my Ansari brother here. He said, make sure you tie him tight because his mother has a lot of money. She'll pay a lot for this one. Right? Their mizaj changed. Their mentality changed. When the Prophet ﷺ entered into Makkah after the entire everything had happened, he looks around and you know every sahabi is waiting. Salah time comes in. And they're all looking around. Who will give the adhan? Who will give the adhan? It should be some noble Arab. Should be some proud Arab, Abu Bakr or Umar or some great Arab, someone who the Quraysh respect. The Prophet ﷺ is in Rahiq al-Makhtum. He tells Bilal radiallahu anhu, and this is the most amazing thing. He tells, oh Bilal, get on top of the Kaaba. Because your adhan is even greater than the Kaaba. You are greater than the Kaaba. You are a Muslim. This is the only time it's ever in existence. You're not thinking like, oh my God, you can't even put your feet on the Kaaba. The Prophet ﷺ allowed him to do it just because, why? To show that a believer that has the kalima, la ilaha illallah, is greater than the Kaaba. Bilal radiallahu anhu gets up and he gives adhan. One of the Quraysh people said, he's like, I'm so glad my father was not alive for this. He said, I'm so glad my father was not alive for this to see that someone who's not from our tribe is giving adhan on top of the Kaaba. Hey, he's not a Muslim. And then Abu Sufyan, who accepted Islam like a little while ago, just comes and says, I'm not going to say anything because anything you and I say right now will be reported to the Prophet by an angel, via an angel. So I'm not going to say anything. The Prophet comes up to them later. He's like, I heard exactly what you all said. He said, I heard what you said, and I heard what you said about this. This is how Allah honors people. And that Qurayshi leader, he accepts Islam because of that. He's like, there's no other way you would have known that other than an angel telling you this. This kalima, subhanAllah, has so much, it has a haq on us. The haq is that you don't disrespect people from where they come from. The haq is that if they have a janazah, you go to the janazah. The Prophet ﷺ, he described it so beautifully. He said, look, you're all from dirt. You're not going to go anywhere else. This is all our creation. This is all we're made of. Right? And subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ, he explains it in, you know, he bonds us. He says in one beautiful narration, he says that ثَلَاثُ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ فِيهِ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever finds these three qualities in him, he'll find the sweetness of iman. مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ حَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. Whoever Allah loves, whoever he, if Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are more beloved to him than anyone else, that's quality number one. He's to love Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than anyone else. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the third one is, وَمَنْ يَكْرُوا أَيَّعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَمَا قَضَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْكَمَا يَكْرُوا أَيُّلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person dislikes to return to disbelief, then this is also a sign of his iman. And that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the middle quality, which is the most important one, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا لا يحبه إلا لله. He says, whoever loves people, he only loves a person. He says, he only loves them only for the sake of Allah. He says, if you understand that, you understand that feeling, you understand what it means to be a believer. You will taste the sweetness of iman. This iman can connect people. When you say I love someone for the sake of Allah, what happens to us is we think that this person is being so insincere. He cannot find any other reason except for loving me for the sake of Allah. Right? And that's not what that means. That's not what that means. What that means is I have a feeling in my heart for you, brother, right? I have this feeling in my heart, and I can't say I love you because of my family, because you're not related to me. I can't say you're from my country, so that's why. I can't say because of this or that. I can't say because of any reason. The only reason is that I think Allah put this love in my heart for you. That's what that means when you love someone for the sake of Allah. I can't say it any other reason. The Prophet ﷺ said it. He said, he said that when you love a person for the sake of Allah, you tell them that. You tell them that. That you love them for the sake of Allah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and the response should be, أَحَبَّكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي لَهُ. That may Allah Ta'ala love you, the one that you love me for, may He love you back. That's the response. You go when you see a brother, when you see a convert, when you see a person who just accepted Islam, when you see a person who just came into the masjid, brother, I love you for the sake of Allah. I don't know why I have this feeling in my heart for you, but I do. I love you so much. The Prophet ﷺ said that the believers are like a single body. They're like a single body. إِنِسْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ وَإِنِسْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ اشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. That if their eye hurts, the entire body hurts. And when their head hurts, the entire body hurts. The Prophet ﷺ described this because why? Because when people lose family members. When we lost Sabah Latif a couple of weeks ago, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on her. I felt like my own sister passed away. You know, when we lost this other brother, Shahiduddin, the other day, and we had to lead his janazah, I felt it. My heart was aching in pain. That I just felt like my own father passed away. And when we lost our brother the other day, I felt like I lost my brother. And subhanAllah, and I saw the beauty of Islam. That no one from our community is even related to him. But they all go for his janazah because he's a Muslim brother. You couldn't even imagine how big of a janazah he had, mashallah ta'ala. Just because of the love of the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in our hearts for him. This brother Tuanmoy, this brother Umar, that passed away, rahimullah, may Allah have so much mercy on him. That subhanAllah, that we just have this kalima that connects us. And that's what makes us so this Islam so beautiful. That we have this love. And I wish people can appreciate that. I wish people can love that. I wish people would just go out of the way. You'll never find that in any other religion in the world. Where people will go out of the way. This person is not even a person of any scholarship or whatever. You're just a regular Muslim brother. And we all go there, mashallah, because we love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only met him once, and that's all I knew, but the kalima will bring me to him. And this is a sign. The sign of a person being accepted is not that the janazah is huge. Although, albeit, that is a great sign from Allah Ta'ala, it's a great alama, it's a great sign. But the greater sign is what? That when people who don't even know you want to come to your janazah, you know, mashallah, you are accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah make it from such, inshallah. There was one brother I remember when we came for one aqiqah for one of the muftis in New York. All the ulama came and they prayed in the masjid right next door. When they prayed in the masjid right next door, there was an announcement for a janazah. And so all the ulama, I'm telling you, the same way the masjid is packed like this, there were only scholars in the masjid at that time. Because there was a very small masjid, but it was packed with ulama. And then they say, we need someone to lead the janazah. The mufti Jamaluddin comes and leads the janazah. Like, subhanAllah, my brother and I were reflecting afterwards. We were saying that this person must have been so mubarak, so accepted by Allah, that subhanAllah, Allah brought all these ulama to make sure that this janazah is accepted by him. SubhanAllah. We don't know. May Allah give us a strong reminder for those brothers and sisters that you have to remember this brother was 28 years old. 28 years old. Everyone has all these plans. Life and death were once talking to each other. Death asked life and said, why does everyone love you, O life, and everyone hate me as death? And life responded and said, because I'm a beautiful lie and you're a painful truth. You are a painful truth. And subhanAllah, when a kid hits the grave, the degree you had will fade. The money you have will go to someone else. The spouse you had will disappear. The children you have will move on. Everything will disappear. Everything will vanish. Doesn't matter what you did. What you will be counting in the grave is not your money, but how many fajrs did I do? How many ishas did I do? How many things did I do? That what you'll be evaluating in the grave is how nice my heart was, because this is what's going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of that stuff even matters anymore. Everyone needs to take a strong reminder. Everyone thinks death is a myth. Death is as real as everything else. We have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. And the Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu." That whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah surely loves to meet that person. We have to go. Let's make it the best time that we have in this life. Let's forgive each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make strong dua for all those people who passed away. Our brother Umar who passed away, may Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah grant him Noor in his qabr. May Allah give him his family sabr jameel. May Allah allow him that all his sins are forgiven, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah resurrect him in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the sabr as a community that we lost our own brother. And it's very difficult to lose our own family. He was a believer like any other believer and we loved him so much. May Allah give us that tawfiq inshallah, that we can love brothers and sisters for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that feeling in our heart for them. May Allah allow that anyone who's passed away from any of our community, may Allah grant them all Jannah al-Firdaus. May Allah unite all of them amongst the shuhada, the anbiya, the salihin, and the day of judgment, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah put them all in Jannah al-Firdaus with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And please, mashallah, when you have chance, please make dua for him. Your duas are important as well. You stand anytime you ask for forgiveness. The Prophet said, my last thing, inshallah. The Prophet said, whoever seeks forgiveness for the believers, Allah will give him a good deed per believer. If you make dua for all the believers who passed away, all the trillions of believers, right? All together, Allah will give you a reward for each one. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. For those who make sunnah can do some, inshallah.